This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
Actually, it's Andy Pate, party of choice.
And welcome to hour number two on Rush to Reason. I am Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush, along with young Tanner Coleman. I mean, unlike Luke Cashman, who, let's face it, is worn out by all the, all of life that has just aged him terribly. Luke looks like he's 170 years old when he drags himself in here. You're young. You're in your prime, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm energetic, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm energetic, too. I love it. Tanner. Now, we're waiting for Greg Wrightstone to come on here, but... we're going to be talking a little bit about the Dodgers. We're going to be talking about Dodgers and drag shows. You know, I never thought that I would put those two things together, but now I have to. And we're going to be talking about Target. We're going to be talking about basically the trans issue. And here's the big topic, folks, 303-477-5600. We are about to enter the month of woke, right? Pride Month.
Unfortunately, yep.
Okay, but we're entering the month of woke in the year of Go Woke, Go Broke. Have you ever seen, going into June, going into woke month, have you ever, Tanner, seen so many Americans saying goodbye to so many companies who have angered them over going woke?
I don't think we've ever seen like companies get boycotted this hard for anything ever, let alone now. Maybe since I'm only 24... I missed a history lesson, but...
That's right. Well, you don't know what this big world's all about.
Right, you definitely don't.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
Sounds good. But yeah, I mean, it's shocking to see every company that does go woke, it's immediate. It's within the first week you can already see a huge decline, let alone, like, Bud Light's been 2 months almost now, and, I mean, they just keep plummeting. Each week it's lower and lower.
Well, we're going to talk about Bud Light, we're going to talk about Target, we're going to talk about Chick-fil-A, of all places. We're going to talk about a lot of places. But first, we're going to talk to Greg Wrightstone. He is the author of Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. Greg, that would take about 50 books, because Al Gore really doesn't want you to know any science.
Yeah, not much. Hey, but before we get into the guts of this, I got to brag a little bit. This daggone book was back as a number one bestseller in three categories last week for about 5 days.
Well, how can people help make it a bestseller? Where do they go?
Yeah, it'll be back tomorrow after talking with you all. So, yeah, it's been pretty fun.
Well, once again, that's the Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. And by the way, it's not just Al Gore. You know, this book is new and fresh. People today who talk to you about climate change, global warming and all that, you know, the one hard thing that we have to deal with, Greg, is that we don't have these neat little factoids that you have. And so a lot of us, you know, we'll say, hey, I don't buy into all that. I can't stand all that. I think you guys are lying. But we don't have facts to hit them with. We feel defenseless. Isn't that right?
You can, but I've got a partial solution for you that's free and easy, and can put the data that's in my book right in the palm of your hand, and that's my smartphone app. Again, ooh. I'm not making any money on it. I'm promoting this is my mission, is to inform the American, and actually the world public, about the facts about climate change. And the Inconvenient Facts app, if you just go to the Google Play Store or the App Store, you can just search for Inconvenient Facts. You can get the 60 Inconvenient Facts on the... You can have this information in the palm of your hand. That way, if you're at Thanksgiving dinner and your idiot nephew, Billy, tells you, polar bears are going extinct, you can pull out your Android or your Apple and go, well, here's fact number 53, Billy, and that's actually what it is, and show them 60 years polar bear population history that's tripled in size. And that's the power that you can have with this information in the palm of your hand. So that's one partial solution.
I will be downloading this app, and that, once again, is Inconvenient Facts, and you can get that on the Google Play app.
Oh, yeah. You will love it. You will just love it. And again, I pull this out whenever I'm, I talk to a lot of people. I do a lot of traveling, just meeting random people. I find that virtually everybody I talk to is just thirsty for the actual facts about climate change.
By the way, if Billy pipes up like that at our meal, I would starve him. I would not feed him. I would, I would let him stay in the room because I'd want him to watch us eat, but I would not let him eat anymore.
Everybody's got a nephew Billy in their family. It's really just, you might think you're dumb, but there's one lurking out there.
Well, yeah, and if Billy were to say to me, Uncle Andy, how can you do this? I mean, if you don't feed me, I'm going to die. I'd say, exactly, we're fighting over a population. I know that's a huge issue for you, Billy, and you're going to lead the way. Okay. I guess I'm getting a little too hard to Billy. I'm being too mean. Okay, the Biden administration, they wanted to tie climate activism to the bill. And how much were they able to? I don't know how much you've looked at the guts of the debt ceiling bill.
Actually, he had tied climate change to the Orwellian-named Inflation Reduction Act, where they pumped a god-awful amount of money into subsidies for electric vehicles, for battery factories, you name it, all this renewable crap. And they just throwing money at it right and left, and it was actually in the negotiations. It was Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans that pushed back. They zeroed out all of the money from these stupid idiotic subsidies that were going to go for renewable energy and climate change. And we looked at it and we said, man, if this ever went through, I think they put it in just as a, I don't know if it was a Trojan, I don't know what you would call it, a Trojan horse or whatever.
Or just maybe
bargaining point.
A bargaining point. That's kind of what I was thinking, Greg, is that because I'm with the Republicans on that. I don't think it's a dime in subsidies should go to green energy, period. Especially in light of how many dimes we put into it over the last couple decades. I think we've put in enough. I believe that we are absolutely propping up grossly inefficient energy sources with public tax dollars, and I think it should all stop.
Yeah, if you look over the last 10 years, we put trillions of dollars into subsidizing wind and solar. 10
yes.
years ago, fossil fuels accounted for 83% of the United States energy production. Today, it's 82%. So now we spent trillions of dollars to decrease our dependence on fossil fuels by 1%. It's ridiculous. And I'm working, I'm right in the middle of finishing up my second book, and I take a look at the amount of the trillions of dollars that are being spent to affect just a tiny, tiny bit of warming that might occur for more carbon dioxide.
But, Greg,
incredibly small amount.
Yeah, but we've really helped the employment levels at the, for child labor in the lithium mines overseas.
Yeah.
So, and slave labor in lithium mines, I think we've done very well with. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're talking about, too, the child labor's in the Congo, in the cobalt mines.
Oh, cobalt. You're right. My bad.
Yeah, so this slave labor, the Uyghurs in China, and cobalt's youth They're using these young boys for the mining of the cobalt. It's dangerous. People die all the time. We've heard of blood diamonds. This is blood renewable energy.
It is.
People are dying, and it's a terrible environmental degradation from the these rare earth minerals. If we look at them, the only way to get the rare earths is strip mining. And everybody, if you've seen a strip mine, we all have. They're environmental nightmares. And you could do it here in the United States and put it in recovery, you know, reclaim it, and we would do it well, I'm sure. But you think they're doing that in China, Mongolia, Tibet, anywhere they're doing this? No, they're not doing it.
Well, and Greg, even if we do it well, I mean, come on, let's compare the strip mining that we would have to do, even if we do it well by our standards, versus a natural gas well, which is a prick in the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, really, especially when you're looking at directional drilling, you know, by modern standards and what we've been doing here in America with our drilling standards, where you can, you know, you drill one hole and then you do multiple wells off of that hole branching off. And I mean, it is incredible how little damage we do to the surface of the earth in getting our oil and natural gas today. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was involved in the early, it was an exciting time in the mid-2000s and up through 2010. I was involved in the early stages of pioneering work on the shale gas development, primarily in the eastern United States, the tremendous fields we have there and just the technology we have. So,
right.
You know, because of that, having co-authored the first peer-reviewed paper on this, it was really neat. I got to travel the world. I spoke at one of the first shale gas conferences as the keynote speaker, both in India and in China. We're giving our technology to those countries to help them out. I'm okay with that. But they don't do it very well because they're not entrepreneurs. They don't have an entrepreneurial capitalist spirit, which is what it takes for this type of thing. And the technology that we can drill, you can drill 15,000 feet, 20,000 feet horizontally, and stay within your target zone. It's you might have a target zone that's 10 feet thick, and you're going miles and trying to stay in this 10-foot zone. It's really half art and half science to do it and do it right. We're giving incredible amounts of resources because of that.
Folks, we're talking to Gregory Wrightstone, author of Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know, and also the Inconvenient Facts app, which all of you are going to be getting on Google Play. Just go Google Play, bring up Inconvenient Facts, and you are going to be armed to talk to Crazy Billy, who is your nephew, at those dinner meals. Greg, let me ask you this, because, you know, right now they're going through the budget fight, and I know they've got a tentative deal, but the votes have to go through, and it's going to be really rough. Our country is pushing $32 trillion in debt, and it's spiraling down, getting worse, and even this deal is going to put it over 35. Here's my question. What would happen hypothetically to our budgeting in America if we were to end all subsidies outside of, you know, the usual upfront business expenses that you allow companies to write off, all right? But if we ended all subsidies for ethanol, wind, and solar, I'm serious. What if we ended all those subsidies for those things and made it so every energy source had to compete based on how much energy it put out, bang for the buck? What would it do for our budget and our economy going forward?
Well, the budget would be easy. I don't have the numbers in front of me. You just cross that out, the tremendous amount that we're outlaying. I'll tell you what would happen. There wouldn't be one more wind turbine erected in the United States.
Greg. I'm kidding.
Yes. Well, highly subsidized, expensive jobs. Yeah, I'll grant that. But that's the extent of it. They need this subsidies to make it work because It just, they can't compete on a level playing field with oil and gas, particularly natural gas production, which is the, that's the most economic form of the electricity production we have today. And if we look at, I like to use, when I'm talking about electricity production, I like to use three terms.
Okay.
Reliable, abundant, and affordable. And that's natural gas or coal. That is. Nuclear is reliable and abundant, but it's a bit more expensive than natural gas-fired production or coal. Plus the permitting process and just getting construction of a large nuclear reactor is decades long in the process. But wind and solar are not economic. They're not abundant. By that, I mean dense energy that it takes thousands of square miles of wind or solar to equate what one natural gas-fired facility would do.
Yeah. By the way, don't run on from that for one second. I know I've already kept you for a little long. For just another minute here, Greg. Look at the land usage for wind and solar versus a natural gas well. Say that again.
Yeah, it's in my book. I don't have the numbers here in front of me, but we're looking at tens of thousands of acres that we have to be covered with wind and solar. And you know what? They preach to us, aren't we, about the sixth great extinction, that we've got all these endangered species, and the greatest, and they're right when they say the greatest risk for endangered species is loss of habitat. I grant them that. It is. What's their solution to climate change? Destroy the habitat.
Right.
Pave over thousands of square miles of prairie, of grassland. Cut down forests for biofuel. Cut down forests for wind turbine, industrial scale wind turbine. Don't call them farms. These aren't wind farms. They're not solar farms. They're industrial facilities. They're industrial factories, and we should call them that. Don't call these things farms. That makes it sound like some bucolic paradise.
Yeah, and you could replace all of that land usage with what is relatively a pinprick down into the ground, and then a few acres around that well site, and that's all you would need, Greg. That's all the land usage you need, and the rest of that land that you were going to just blow, just ruin with wind and solar,
yep.
The rest of that land is out there with trees on it and animals running free, and you threw all of that away so that you could say we're going green, ironically.
And if you just look, I just moved from Pennsylvania to Florida, thankfully, but if you look, the Pennsylvania Game Commission controls some 1.2 million acres in the state of Pennsylvania. They voted 2 years ago to permanently ban any wind facilities on any of the state game lands. And mind you, they control close to 30% of what's been identified as industrial scale potential, because they own a lot of these ridge tops along the mountain ranges.
You're talking Pennsylvania, not Florida. I was making sure. You said Appalachian,
yeah,
so Pennsylvania. That's Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Game Commission did this. And they said it was contrary to their charter. The charter was to protect wildlife and endangered species and protect the forest for sporting uses and the outdoors. And they said this is completely contrary. And it wasn't the lectures when they voted on this. And some of the commissioners, you could hear the hate and vitriol in there, because they live near wind facilities. And they just hate anybody. Most people live near these, just detest them. And we're fighting in the eastern United States right now these large offshore facilities that apparently are killing a lot of whales and dolphins, and they're okay with that. You need to make sacrifices, don't we?
Hey, it's for the right cause, Greg.
Yeah, it's like the right whales. There's some, like, I think there's 310 of them left, one of the most endangered species on the planet. And the wind facilities are right in their migratory pathways. So think about this.
Right.
They're doing these sonar surveys. They're going to be doing driving pile drivers into the ocean floor. And if you think whales with their sonar that they need to get by, the theory is these are going to be horribly damaged with their and not be able to survive. We've got dead whales washing up and dolphins.
They're winding up dead on a beach.
Coast.
Hey, Greg, I'm sorry, I got to let you. We got to move on. I'm sorry about that. This is, folks, if you want, though, to have Greg Wrightstone in your pocket, you can actually do that. Go to get the Inconvenient Facts app on Google Play. And, Greg, just so you know, you've moved to Florida. I saw the latest numbers. At the current rate, within 3 to 5 years, the entire nation will live in Florida. So just so you know, there actually literally won't be any people anywhere else at the rate people are moving to Florida. Do you love it down there?
Yeah. It's our whole family's moved there now. So
that's
the Wrightstone family compound. So we love it.
Well, thank you. Wow, it's a compound. Well, thank you so much, sir. And we'll see you next time. Take care. That's Gregory Wrightstone.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Gregory Wrightstone, author of Inconvenient Facts, The Science That Al Gore Doesn't Want You to Know. Up next is High Five Plumbing at High Five. The technicians are all top-notch, and they make you feel that way, too. Call High Five today at 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
High Five Plumbing will help you keep your basement flood-free with the right sump pump solutions. High Five can save you from water damage and costly foundation repairs. A sump pump replacement isn't an expensive fix, but putting it off can lead to more expensive repairs like flooring, walls, and mold damage. Basement flooding can also lead to eroded foundations or even cause your house to shift. With increased rainfall, sometimes it's necessary to install a second pump to handle the extra water volume. It's hard to tell if the pump is working on your own, so have High Five come out and take a look for you. As a valued KLZ listener, you'll enjoy a waived service call fee and $50 off the repair for a $100 total discount. So call High Five today at 1-877-WE-HIGH-FIVE or go to klzradio.com/plumbing to schedule your visit.
Setbacks, resolve, no need to worry at all. Call High Five to this. Call High Five to this.
All right, Botanical Rush Skincare is everything in Colorado, and just grabbing national brands can leave you using lots of chemicals with poor results. Let Myromesco guide you with better products and get a 25% Rush to Reason discount with promo code JOHN25. Find Botanical Rush at RushToReason.com.
We know you are tired of spending hundreds of dollars on skincare products with empty promises. Myromesco is the founder of Botanical Rush, a Colorado skincare company committed to providing clean, powerful, bioactive ingredients to restore and rejuvenate your skin to a radiant, healthy glow again. Guaranteed. Myra has 20-plus years experience as a consumer advocate, and her products offer powerful formulas infused with clinically established ingredients that will produce results for you, just as they have for thousands of her customers. Botanical Rush formulas are pure, potent, and affordable. With regular use, these natural and chemical-free botanical formulas support collagen production, protect the skin's precious moisture barrier, and they will transform your skin from dull and lifeless to radiant and healthy. Call today and save 25% with the John Rush discount code JOHN25 at checkout on first-time orders. That's botanicalrush.com. Code JOHN25.
Affordable interest mortgage with Kurt Rogers. Home prices have dropped and rates will keep rising in the short term. So maybe you should buy now and refinance when rates drop again. Call Kurt Rogers at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
With everyone wanting more of your money, from eggs to gas to taxes, how do you keep more of what you've earned? Call 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we can show you how to pay less interest on your home, have access to your equity for 30 years, and be prepared for unexpected expenses or emergencies. The market has changed. You now have more buying authority whether you want to purchase with a rate in the threes on a 3-2-1 buy-down or refinance and pay less interest to own your home faster with the Asset Manager Mortgage. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we've been serving Coloradans for over 20 years. Government agencies continue to raise the cost of financing, whether to purchase or refinance. Let us show you how not to pay these increased fees with loan programs designed to pay less interest and put you in control of your equity. If you want to purchase a home with the rates in the threes, or you want to have access to your equity, call Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. In these difficult times, you can still save. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. And MLS 298-191, regulated by DORA.
Most window and door companies won't tell you about the codes and requirements necessary for the correct product in your home. Veteran Windows and Doors starts by educating you with the facts, without lengthy sales gimmicks. They want you to be more knowledgeable than the next window salesman you meet. Veteran Windows and Doors will ensure your windows meet or exceed the code for your specific area of Colorado. They know the codes are in effect to protect you, the consumer, and they want to serve you the right way. Veteran Windows and Doors makes the entire process hassle-free, from meeting with the owner Dave Bancroft to the final cleanup of materials and supplies. Veteran goes above to ensure your windows will be energy efficient, saving you money on your air conditioning and heating bills year-round. Go to klzradio.com/window to get 35% off not only windows and doors, but on all materials and labor costs with Veteran Windows and Doors. That's klzradio.com/window.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush is out. He is not here right now. I am Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Tanner Coleman. Tanner, are you having fun?
Having a great time.
Okay. Tanner, this is, we're entering into Woke Month, okay, Pride Month. And it's at a time, as I said before, when, let's face it, go woke, go broke. I mean, what are some companies right now that are just getting crushed by going woke?
We got Target, Kohl's, yes. Bud Light, and then all of Anheuser-Busch, which is really difficult because they own so many, so it's hard to pick and choose.
Yeah, and Target was putting a lot of, let's say, gay explicit material up front in their stores and stuff for kids to wear.
Yeah, I mean, if it was just for, you know, like teenagers or young adults, I'm fine with it. But once you get the kids onesies and the tuck it or something like that, there's a bunch of weird terminology.
Yeah, tuck it. I'm not even going to go further on that. And by the way, I'm going to take a shot at a company that a lot of people like, and then we're going to go look at the Dodgers, okay? Because the Dodgers have really gone crazy here. But Chick-fil-A has a thing that they put out with their employees, and it says, better at together, okay? Here it goes. We are, and this is to their employees, we are better together. One of our core values at Chick-fil-A means when we combine our unique backgrounds and experiences with a culture of belonging, we can strengthen the quality of care we deliver. Okay, so far that's all fine with me, right? Chick-fil-A Inc.'s commitment to bringing better at together means embedding. Listen to that word, embedding. Diversity, equity, and inclusion in everything we do, DEI. They just embraced a hardcore left-wing philosophy. DEI, folks, I don't have time to go into defining it, but in practice, it's racism, flat out. It's picking favorite, what's your favorite racism, and pushing it on others. That's all DEI is. And then making it mandatory that everybody who is not embracing your favorite racism, they need to, you know, learn kindness, and they need to learn how to speak your lingo. They need to learn how to be your way. And, you know, it's interesting in the GOP field, Trump opposes this. DeSantis has basically banned it from all levels that he can in Florida. DEI is bad news. And the reason I bring this up, and no, I'm not calling on people. I know there's people who are going to say, Chick-fil-A is a wonderful place. It's got Christians who work there. I had somebody who Facebooked me and said, they've got Christians who work there. I know some people higher ups. Well, then act like it. Okay. If you're embracing DEI, and notice again the wording here, embedding DEI in everything we do. They want to embed DEI in everything they do. Now, we're talking about an organization here, Chick-fil-A, who, what was it, a couple of years ago, basically stopped giving to Christian organizations and started moving that money to more liberal organizations. They did, folks. I don't have the stories in front of me. Sorry, I can't do that much research but for the show today because I was buried. But they did it, okay? They have a new guy who's in charge of their charitable donations stuff that they do, and he's highly liberal, hardcore leftist. Here's what I'm saying, folks. If you want to go to Chick-fil-A because you like the chicken, go to Chick-fil-A because you like the chicken. Do what you want. It's your money. Okay? I won't go there. I haven't set foot in there for years. Because it's not like I expect all these other chicken companies where I go that they must be a bunch of wonderful Christian conservative companies that are all, you know, they're just like me. They think like me. No, that isn't the point. But what angers me is this. Chick-fil-A built their brand as being God's chicken.
Mm-hmm.
They built their brand on the conservative Christian public. They became the chicken place for the conservative Christian public. And so much of the conservative Christian public still considers them their chicken place. This is the place I can go where a place is like-minded with me. Folks, in that way, you are being lied to. Okay? Chick-fil-A doesn't like you. They're left wing. Okay? And I know there are some in there who are higher ups who probably aren't. I'm sure they're not all across the board. Look, they're not Kohl's. Okay? They're not Target. I get it. They're not putting out, you know, gay propaganda for kids. Okay? I get it. They're not an aggressive place. But they are embracing DEI, which is a hardcore left-wing racist philosophy. And they did distance themselves from Christian organizations. And they did it on purpose, folks. It wasn't an accident. Folks, that if you want to go there, go ahead. Just understand it ain't God's chicken anymore. Do you understand this? It isn't. It's not. They're not on your side. They're just a chicken place. And they are pushing the same DEI crap that all the companies you hate most are pushing in their companies right now. Now, they're not doing some of the other aggressive, awful things that Starbucks does, that Ben & Jerry's does, that Target does. So I'm not putting them on that level. Okay? But, I mean, Tanner, am I making sense here?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in my eyes, they're just kind of traitors now to God and traitors to all the Christians around the world. It's shocking to think you've seen all these other companies go woke in the last 2 months, and immediately there's terrible boycotting and just immense backlash. It's like, so what are they going to do now? They're just going to, their main customers are now, hey, you guys just disrespected my religion, and it's not just the first time. This has been going on for years now, and so I'm not going to go buy your chicken anymore. But I mean, at this rate, it seems like they're going to come out with a Pride Month chicken sandwich with like a rainbow bun or rainbow meat. So,
you know, the day is probably coming when they're doing that. You know, and in the meantime, there are some chicken places where, by the way, I just like the chicken more. Okay. You know, but I do like their chicken. Although here's another big problem with Chick-fil-A. You get so little chicken for the money. All right. I'd like to get a little more chicken. But the thing that angers me with them is they built their brand on being someone who likes me when they no longer do.
Right.
Okay. I mean, when you're pushing DEI, and once again, here's the wording, embedding DEI in everything we do. Okay, if you're doing that, you've gone full left.
Right.
Okay, and like Tanner said, you may, before we know it, be doing pride things and this kind of stuff. Folks, they're not on your side. Now, we talk about boycotts, and really quick here, I want to remind people of the kind of boycotting that I support and John supports, by the way, which is soft boycotts, and we'll go to break. What is a soft boycott? Okay, here's what it is. A hard boycott is, I absolutely will not go into this place, period, end of story. Okay. A soft boycott is this. It is, I will look for other options to this. Okay, I'm not going to wreck my life if somebody says, hey, Andy, can I meet you at Chick-fil-A for lunch? Or they get me Chick-fil-A gift cards or whatever, you know. I'm not going to say, how dare you? You hate God. Why would you do this to me? You know, no, I'll accept it and that's fine. I'll go. You know, if somebody says they want to meet me at Starbucks, I'll meet them at Starbucks. I understand. I'm not going to make everybody around me change their lives. And I'm not going to restrict my life to nothingness because out of a boycott. That's a hard boycott. I do soft boycotts. Okay? I look for other options. I find other ways if I can. And if I can't, it's okay. I'll eat at Chick-fil-A. It's not a big deal. Okay? I just believe that when we do soft boycotts, here's what we see. We see Target losing $10 billion in market share, which they now have, just over the last week.
Right.
Okay, guys, soft boycotts, you don't have to obliterate a place. Just say that's enough. Kohl's. You might not want to go to Kohl's. I won't go into it. Trust me, you might not want to go into Kohl's. They're probably worse. They're worse than Target. Okay. But guys, just, you know, with your spending, a lot of times you look and you say, oh my gosh, we keep losing elections, and you get very frustrated. Well, here's an election you'll never lose. Your money is your vote.
Mm-hmm.
Vote for where you want to go and feel a little better about it and shop around. And I think you can. Sound fair?
Sounds fair.
All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we will talk about the L.A. Dodgers and how they're going to lose. They're actually losing some business right now. Up next is Group Insurance Analyst. Do you know everything about insurance? If you don't, have GIA shop for you. Paul and Igro and his team, they'll find you the best coverage for auto, home, health, life, and it doesn't cost extra. Just call Group Insurance Analysts at 303-423-0162, or you can find them at e-gia.com.
Finding the right health insurance plan can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars more in medical costs out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of ACA health specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs and at the very best premium. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local, hands-on service you don't get with a call center or going online. Whether it is a qualified health insurance plan, dental, life, or vision insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100. GIA is an authorized enrollment center for Connect for Health Colorado, the only place you can get an advanced premium tax credit to lower your premiums.
This summer, your attic can get as hot as 150 degrees during the day, making your air conditioner work overtime to compensate. A quiet, cool attic fan from Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air keeps your home consistently cool, so you don't need to run your air conditioner all day long. In Colorado's arid climate, the temp is low at night and in the morning, and that's when your quiet, cool attic fan goes to work. It pushes the hot air out through vents in your attic and gives you a lower baseline temp to work with during sweltering summer days. This is called thermal mass cooling. When you cool the hottest parts of your home, it takes less energy from your air conditioner to cool the rest of the home consistently. Get a quiet, cool attic fan from Absolute and enjoy the best the Colorado summers have to offer and save on energy bills. Mention this ad and you'll save $300 just for being a KLZ listener. Call Absolute at 720-526-0231 or go to klzradio.com/absolute to schedule your installation.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
You had a picture in your head of what retirement was. Sandy beaches, endless golf days, and an empty, quiet home. But Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial knows that sometimes life gets disrupted. Family comes back to live and brings dogs, kids, and stress with them. Disasters strike, or situations change, requiring out-of-the-box solutions. There are a million ways that your plans can be derailed, and Al has seen all of them. He knows how to help you change it, accept it, or benefit from it. Al gets personally involved with all of his clients, not just financially, but relationally too. Al will learn everything he can about your situation to best advise you regarding how to achieve your goals and fill your needs, avoiding costly mistakes along the way or being taken advantage of by others. No matter what your retirement situation is, you deserve to see the whole picture. So schedule a free consultation today with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money.
You're listening to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. And I'm sitting here with Tanner Coleman, who's much younger and much more in his prime than worn-out Luke Cashman.
He's been here a little longer than me.
Yeah, Luke is in, well, he's in another office right now getting fluids, you know, and he's having to, you know, catch up here. Okay, so let's talk a little about the L.A. Dodgers.
Let's do it.
Not a bad team.
Right.
But, yeah, but this is not good, and Senator Rubio, I think he did a really good job tearing into them because he said he's questioning whether Major League Baseball is being inclusive and welcoming to Christians. After the LA Dodgers announced the team's plan to give a community hero award to the LA chapter of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, a group of drag performers who dress like Catholic nuns and go by the motto, "Go forth and sin some more." Okay. And by the way, these guys, they dress up as Catholic nuns and they do sicko dances, highly, highly sexualized dances to mock Catholicism. And they're given a community hero award by the Dodgers. Now, just so you know, a bunch of the Catholics are boycotting them. I don't know if anybody's noticed, Southern California is highly Hispanic, folks, which is highly Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question here really quick here. And Dan and Blackhawk, hold on. We'll get to you here in just a couple minutes. What if, Tanner, a group of white people dressed up as black people, you know, blackface, all of it, and then performed lewd sexual dances mocking black people award? Would you be okay with that?
I would not be, but the left would be outraged.
Yes, they'd be outraged because you didn't pick their bigotry.
Right.
See, this is what gets me. The left picks and chooses what bigotry they like. You know, I love how they always talk about, well, yeah, Republicans were in favor, you know, helped black people back in the 60s, but then there was a switch. They switched sides. No, you don't understand. We supported individuals of all colors and stripes then and now.
Right.
Okay. You pick and choose which bigotry you like. You just switch bigotries. Okay. That's not good enough. Mm-hmm. All bigotry is bad.
Right.
Okay. So if a bunch of white people were doing this and mocking black people, we'd think it's terrible. Here you've got the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence mocking Catholic people. Let me tell you something. And I'm a Chicago Cub fan. I'm not a Dodger fan. But if the Cubs did this, I would boycott the living hell out of them.
Agreed.
I wouldn't be caught dead at Wrigley Field. No way. No way would I go to Wrigley Field. I would absolutely boycott them until they absolutely apologized and said, we will not do this. We will not support any group that mocks, that is set up to mock another group in this way. And I don't care if it's a right-wing group mocking a left-wing group in this way. We're not going to do it. I mean, what if it's one of these, what is that church? I forget the church in Kansas somewhere that is just horrible toward gay people. I forget what it is. But they, yeah, and they just, and they attack them in ways. Would I give them some citizenship award? No. No. I'm not going to reward hate.
Right.
And that is what the Dodgers have done. What do you think?
I totally agree. It's laughable that they invite them, then tell them they can't come because of Christians' concerns, and like, this is disrespectful to our religion, all our traditions, and our culture. Then sure enough, the LGBTQIA+, if that's correct, get outraged, and they're like, oh, we'll invite you back. Real quick, I want to read this one quote. Yeah. Trevor Williams, a pitcher for the Nationals, I'm pretty sure he's a pretty decent pitcher, but he's been on a few teams recently. He said, he's a devout Christian, by the way. He said, to invite and honor a group that makes a blatant and deeply offensive mockery of my religion and the religion of over 4 million people in Los Angeles County alone undermines the values of respect and inclusivity that should be upheld by any organization. I looked it up. It's over 5 million people, or at least over 5 million people are Christian background in LA. And it's just shocking to see. I mean, obviously Clayton Kershaw got really upset as well because he is a Dodger,
right,
and he's one of their better players, has been for years, and he's a devout Christian. It's like, then they, well, sorry, I'm going a little all over the place.
That's okay.
After the Pride Night happens, they decide to announce their Christian night in a month, and he was like, it's kind of weird how all this outrage came out about this LGBTQ night and how they were misrepresenting and being...
Yeah, but they're not going to honor some Christian group that's Christian group that dresses up and then does lewd dances mocking gay people.
Right.
They're not going to honor that. The Christians that they're honoring are people who are not doing anything of the sort. So, no, it's not equal.
Right.
You're rewarding somebody who is mocking one side while the other, that side, is not mocking back. And then you say, well, we honor you too. No, it's not working. I would boycott you.
Right.
If I were a Dodgers fan, I would be saying, hey, man, I still love the Dodgers, but I ain't coming near you or spending one dime on you until you stop this.
Right. Maybe you become an Angels fan. I mean,
I don't know if Dodgers fans could go that far. Okay, Dan and Blackhawks on the line. Dan, what's up, sir?
So, Washington Watch today had an article, which you guys are just talking about, but it wasn't just the Dodgers. It was Budweiser, it was Target, and it was talking about how they've politicized business. And like you said, the LGBTQ whatever, got mad at them because they canceled the night. So they try to appease a small fraction of their market, and they upset the majority of their market, and then they try to footsie around it, and it just makes it worse. They get one side mad at them, and then the other side mad at them, and they're not learning their lessons of just stay neutral.
Dan, why can't these businesses who make that mistake, now first of all, don't make the mistake, just stay neutral, right?
Right.
But why can't these businesses who make that mistake learn two simple words that we learn from our parents as children? I'm sorry.
They're not going to do that. Well, they can be sorry. They're sorry that they can't do what they want. It's not that they're sorry. They're sorry. You know, it's like getting your hand caught in a cookie jar and you say you're sorry, but did you change your attitude?
Yeah, I'm only sorry because I got caught.
Right, I'm sorry I got caught, and that's basically their attitude. And this has been going on for a while, but they've gotten progressive CEOs and progressive people in HR departments and everything else. The progressive has worked on that. They've got progressive.
Hey, Dan, would you be able to hang on through a break? Because I want to hear more on that. Is that okay? Dan? We lost Dan. Dan, call back. We'll talk to you after the break because HR departments are doing a lot of the problem here, okay? Up next is Gino's Auto. They got an A-plus rating with Better Business Bureau, awarded the NAPA Gold Certified Auto Care Award. If you want the best working in your car, call Gino's. That's Gino's with a J at 303-794-6700.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is celebrating 40 years in business. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA brake purchase of $250 or more. Have you had your brakes checked recently? At Geno's, we recommend checking them every 5,000 miles. Stop in this month and we'll check your brakes for free. Should you need brakes, now is the time to take advantage of Geno's anniversary NAPA brake special. For 40 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, we back up our work with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Geno's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Premier Home Remodel. Summer is here, and Premier doesn't just work on indoor remodels. They do patios as well. This can be a great way to expand usable space and enjoy your outdoors. So plan ahead with Premier at 720-619-8773, or you can find them at rushtoreason.com.
Premier Home Remodels will help you create a more livable, functional space while adding great value to your home.
Through room additions, remodels, or creating outdoor living spaces, Premier Home Remodels are the experts. They can make your current home suit your family not only now, but for the future as well. Let Premier help design your dream home remodel so you can create lasting memories with your family. Remodeling your home makes financial sense right now. So why not bring your home up to date with Premier Home Remodels? You can't go wrong with investing in your own home, especially with 15% off remodels in the month of May. Premier employs trusted, licensed, and insured contractors to protect you, the homeowner, and ease the entire process of your dream remodel. So get your dream started with Premier Home Remodels. Go to klzradio.com/remodel to get 15% off your remodeling project when you call this month of May. That's klzradio.com/remodel.
K&R Home Transitions. Hey, it's a tougher market now, so don't try buying and selling with your friend's realtor. Get two realtors for the price of one and have all the angles covered with Catherine and Robin. For the total package, call K&R at 720-437-8210 or find them at rushtoreason.com.
You need to sell your home, but it needs some remodeling. That sounds simple. All you need to do is source contractors, research the market to find out what buyers are looking for, direct the work to be done, hire someone to clean up the mess, do the work, shoot photography and list the home, negotiate with buyers, make concessions, and redo some of the work you already did. Oh, okay, that doesn't sound very simple. But there is a better option. You can hire Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions and let them partner with ReUp to handle the updates without paying a dime up front. ReUp will remodel your home based on what will sell and increase value. They will do the work, clean the mess, and Kat and Robin will market and list the home to sell fast. K&R will help you navigate the process start to finish. You can let them do the work and enjoy the additional cash you make from selling a highly marketable home faster than you could have. Go to klzradio.com/home to learn more about K&R Home Transitions and ReUp.
Small business owners, are you aware of the Employee Retention Credit or ERC tax credit that can give you up to $26,000 back to your business? This is not a loan and not earmarked for any specific purpose. And part of the beauty of this is that you can do what you want with that money. Mark Zelenka will help you navigate through the complicated process of claiming the ERC tax credit. If your business was in operation during 2020 and 2021 and has at least 5 W-2 employees, you might qualify for the credit. Even if you were told that you don't qualify for the program or received a PPP loan, there's still a good chance you might be eligible for the ERC. In fact, many of Mark's current clients were initially told they didn't qualify, but they did. Do not miss out on this opportunity to save money for your business. Call Mark Zelenka now and claim your ERC tax credit. Call 303-748-8315 or go to mybusinessrefund.com.
Listen online, klzradio.com. Back to Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We lost. Okay. We lost Dan and Blackhawk, I think, which happens a lot. He's up in the mountains there. Hey, Tanner, we got a minute left here. How do these companies get this way? Because Dan mentioned something. HR departments have become very left-wing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know. We talked about it briefly, how can these companies keep making these, like, terrible decisions that could put your company in financial crisis time and time again. I think it's just, like, lack of awareness, lack of knowledge. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard to figure out if you do the same campaign another company did that failed. It's probably going to fail for you, too.
Right. Why is it so hard to have your HR department be apolitical?
Right.
No politics.
That's what should
be. And I mean no cultural politics, nothing. Absolutely nothing. You believe whatever you want to believe and enjoy your job here. We're not going to push you either way. Just do your job.
Right.
Show up on time. Okay? And yet, you've got these departments basically expecting people to join a cult, join an activism in order to keep their job and put food on the table for their family. That's not fair.
Right. I mean, we're seeing kind of the turn, or unfortunately the turn of our country where we're the state has all control of what you think and do, it seems, all of a sudden.
Yes.
And we're the land of the free. This has never been the case. So it's shocking that no one else really sees it other than conservatives, how much we are being controlled nowadays via media. Even these big companies now are trying to force us into the direction of woke LGBTQ culture.
Well, we'll talk about this more in the next hour. That is it for hour number two and hour number three. We're going to be hearing from Jersey Joe after we talk some more about how the left is wrecking companies. So keep it right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.